Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, which is brought to you by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals. Sam has a really cool code to give you at the end of the podcast. It'll save you money and you can try it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Earlier, Christine had sent us the email asking, she says, hey, I recently started listening to you guys. We shared this in the show that she was very curious about how the three of us got together, what we were like when we were younger and getting together at first, what kind of dates Jody and Murphy went on. That was the question. And then who asked who out, and what was Sam like? So that's a lot of questions, Christine.
That's a whole lot.
I will say that you did ask me out. It just wasn't under the umbrella of a date, Murphy.
No, it wasn't.
Me to lunch.
And I actually don't. I mean, I don't really remember that.
I do.
I don't remember the first time I asked you to lunch. You do?
I do.
Oh,
really?
Because you were the boss, and the boss asked you to lunch, and nobody else is coming. You're like, I wonder what this is.
So
but,
what was it?
I suspected that you liked me because of the way you were acting.
Did I act that way at that lunch? I'm sorry that I don't remember.
It's okay. I don't care that you don't remember. Yeah. I know you. I know your memory.
Well, because, you know,
I know your memory.
My view of our relationship, and I do want to talk about me and Sam, because Sam and I were together
first.
Yeah.
I know the bromance is still strong, baby. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I always felt like because we were working together, it just kind of evolved.
It did. We were friends.
There was nothing that was conscious about any of it. And in fact, I think, remember leading up to the point where I proposed to you, I didn't really propose.
No, you didn't propose.
I mean, it was so comfortable. I just kind of graduated into, let's do this. Let's get married. It's not that I was not trying to be romantic or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, coming after a divorce and all that kind of stuff, you're not getting right back into you know what I'm saying? It's that. Round two, as Sam can tell you.
I can tell you about round three and four.
Right, exactly. You know, it's a little bit different, but I never really meant for it to be too casual for you. You know,
No, it wasn't too casual for me. I will take you there if you want to know.
Yes,
and you're going
please.
On and on. I'm trying to tell you about our first date.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here justifying.
Yeah. You asked me out to lunch at a cafe not far from here where we used to go eat a lot.
Okay.
One of your wives worked there, Sam.
Yeah.
Long time ago. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
She didn't work there when we went to lunch, but she'd worked there before.
Oh, really?
And you took me to, here's what's up. You took me to lunch, and I thought we were going to be talking about some work stuff. I think you said promotions we were going to talk about.
Uh-oh.
And then we
didn't.
Was
it like when you want to go talk about promotions? Yeah,
and then
that's
we
it.
Didn't. You literally wanted to talk to me about personal stuff. You literally said, I'm not really here to talk to you about promotions.
Is that what I said?
Yeah. You sure did.
Why do I not remember any of this?
It's okay. I don't care. It's because it's been a long time ago. And probably because you and I were trying to keep it on the friendly. You weren't throwing the moves out.
Okay, good.
You and I were becoming friends.
I mean, I'm not a move thrower like that. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask for a description of the moves.
We'll get to the moves. The moves happened in the early mornings here, long time ago.
Did they?
Yeah. I remember. Women remember this sort of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Women just do, which is a good. If I remember it, it means it mattered to me.
Yeah.
So props to you, because it mattered to me when you took me to lunch at that cafe and we were sitting in a little corner table for two and you said, I didn't really bring you here to talk about promotions. I wanted to talk to you about, you know, this, and this. Life. And it was very sweet. You had become very comfortable with me and you were talking to me about your life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very precious. It was very beautiful, honest moment. And I remember thinking, oh gosh, we're friendly. We're going to be friends. and we were friends for a very long time.
We were.
And then the when it switched for me, and I know it must have switched for you too, was downstairs one morning early. It was still dark. When we arrive here, it's dark. You said, hey, before we go up.
You want to sneak into the bushes?
You were already upstairs.
Before we go up and get around
am
Sam.
I, so, wait, are you, you, are, you am, know I, this. Am I about to throw some moves?
Well,
like you said?
Not well. You said, I want to give you a hug. And it was the first time we ever embraced.
Okay.
You remember that? Do you remember saying, I want to give you a hug?
I think I do.
Women remember this stuff.
Oh, my God. I feel like an idiot. I feel
no,
like a bad
you
husband.
Don't need to feel. I don't care. Am I that girl? Do
no,
I hang things
not.
Over your head?
No.
Absolutely not. You mm-mm. are 100% human, and I know it. I don't care that you don't remember that.
But that's a poignant moment. You would think I would remember that.
I bet you remember your first with Sam, your first hugs and stuff. Anyway, it was just delicate, here's why it was so delicate for me. You and I maybe have never talked about this much. It's not about my ex. It's not about you having exes. It was not about any of that. It was that I had finally found something I really wanted to do with my life, a career,
right.
And I knew it. Mm-hmm. When I was in here working with you guys, I knew. It was like learning to ride a bike. Like I felt like I belonged. And I'm thinking, am I really going to get personal with this guy mm-hmm. and not be able to do this? Like, I was at war with myself inside of my heart and head mm-hmm. because...
Oh, you thought if you and Murphy got close, you would have to step away from this?
I totally did.
Oh.
In fact, when it got more, when he threw out more of the moves and it got more and more serious.
In the dark before work.
Yeah, so apparently my moves encompass, can I give you a hug?
That's a correct thing to ask.
Yes.
When it got closer and closer, when we got closer and closer and it got serious, we did take our general manager to lunch and say, hey, we want to get married. What should we do? It's before you knew, Sam. We had to ask. His name is Chris.
Yeah.
And we took him to lunch. Same cafe. Took him to lunch.
So you asked him, but you didn't ask. Okay, go ahead. You checked with him first, but not with me.
Yes.
Okay. That's
fine. I thought I was going to have to lose my job. Right. I thought I was going to.
He was our boss. You weren't.
Anyway, I honestly thought, well, there's no way they're getting rid of Murphy. Murphy's too valuable around here. I'm going to have to either have Murphy in my life or have a career I want. It's a good thing you really showed up. It's a good thing you really. Anyway. Remember what he did? It was a Friday afternoon. We told him we want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let me think about what we're going to do. Let me think about it. He made us sweat for the weekend.
Oh, good.
And by the time Monday, by the time Monday came around, he said, work together, share it on the air. And I'm like, of course. And what else did he do? He put Sam in charge of me instead of you on paper.
Thanks.
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. So that I wouldn't be... you know, answering to my husband, vice versa.
And it wasn't just on paper, Sam. Really.
Oh, okay, that's true.
It really is that.
It's true. You're right.
You're a direct report to me, to him.
That's correct.
Even though you're sitting three feet away from him.
That's correct.
It's an indirect report.
You know what? The reason that gets blurred to me, it's not respect. I respect you both so much. That gets blurred to me because of how we collaborate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In this room, it's right.
So sorry. Anyway, that's how we began. And then when we were excited about that news, the next person.
Now, what are we going to do about Sam?
And we took you to lunch, different place, Mexican place. Do you remember?
Yeah, me and our friend Rick.
Yes.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
I remember taking you. I didn't remember Rick going.
I remember that because I thought this was going to be, hey, we're dating.
Yeah, you said that.
This is going to be like the secret that, we're dating.
Could you tell we were getting close?
I figured it. And that's what I figured you were going to tell. But it's like you, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You went past the date and, hey, yeah, look, we're getting married. And I was like,
uh-oh.
Wait, you're supposed to date first. Well, we have been. What?
On the low. Dating on the low. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that freak you out?
A little.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
I had no idea.
It's not your problem. It wasn't a problem. It's just like, oh, well, we leapt over a step.
We leapt.
Yeah, I understand.
Either way, it was going to be an announcement or an unveiling. It just was a bigger unveiling than I thought it was.
Well, sure. Because it was and still is to this day very important that we keep things professional and the lines, even though the lines I know have been challenging
over
the years.
Those lines are more blurred.
Right, I know. But, that was the way that, we intended all that to be. Well, your memory of that is much clearer than mine.
That's fine.
I just remember it always being that, it was really tough to explain because the more that we were just together in the same room or whatever, there was so much that was unspoken that it was almost uncanny to me that,
It was unspoken.
It was
like, this is
like somebody you've known forever, but you haven't, So. Yeah. So,
so that was the first hug. When was the first kiss?
Oh, I remember.
Oh, my God.
This will be even better.
She remembers that, too.
This is really personal, though. Okay. You don't remember it, really? Because no. I do.
God, I feel like an idiot here. I don't remember
it. Too personal. Do it in vague terms.
It was in his car.
Oh.
It was?
Not far from here.
Right after he reached over and locked the doors?
Really? Yeah.
It was in your car, not far from here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As part of a date or just?
We didn't have a lot of dates, remember? Mm. We had a lot of lunches. Yeah. No, it was not part of a date. I think it was like you were going for the weekend, you had work or something, and I was going to see my mom, and it was like kiss in the car, in your black Prelude.
Okay.
Remember?
Oh, I do remember that. I remember the car. Yeah.
He used to take me driving in that car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Me too.
So was it a good kiss?
Yeah, it was good. Honestly. Guess
what? I don't remember.
That's a legitimate question right there.
Let me welcome you to the world of women. If it wasn't a good kiss, we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Really?
That's true. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think women marry a bad kisser?
No, I guess not. Yeah.
No. Would you have married a bad kisser? No.
Probably not.
No way. So,
okay.
Do you want to go back before and let's talk about Murphy and Sam then getting together?
About us.
Christine wants to know how everything started. What were you like?
You know, it's funny is because when we first started together working on the radio, Murphy was the guy, the host, and I was the news guy.
Yeah.
So
there was no show
all
really.
Of this, it
was,
ha ha ho ho Sam. Wasn't there.
So crazy.
I had to get on once or twice an hour and do the news, and then that was it.
But you were in person. You absolutely were that person.
Ho. Yeah. And then, you know, it just
became a show.
All right. Well, let's try this. Well, let's try this. And it was like, it's okay for the news guy to make jokes.
Yeah.
And can you imagine if you had never stepped your toe in that water because you are made for this?
Yeah.
Made for it.
And well, I didn't have that until it was a partnership, because I wasn't the times when I have hosted alone, it's like I can try a joke, but it's just like,
no, it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's not the same. You're trying to make yourself laugh, or it's like, did that go over? I don't know. Nobody's here to laugh.
Yeah, right. Well, and it's at some point they finally somebody opened the door to say, because back in at that time, the news person couldn't be the funny guy. The news person had to be the news person only. And eventually, I don't know, well, that just started to transition.
I love that transitioned, because human beings can be serious and joke. In fact, they need the balance.
Well, so, you know, when I first met Sam, it was the same way that it is with everybody else. At first, you think he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
He is, because that
that's
is kind of
vibe.
It wasn't intentional.
Good, but it works.
It was his discomfort, but I, you know, misread that. But I can tell you that once we started having, you know, regular lunches and things like that, those lunches were epic. They were always epic lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Every
things
time.
Things we can't talk about. Epic.
Every single time we went to lunch, there was always something funny that was happening. There was, you know, it was
a good
either
idea.
Something that the server had done, or somebody, a patron was doing.
Not even a good idea, just what Murphy's saying. The cashier said something, or somebody cleaning the table, or somebody at the table next to us. Remember that time at the table next to us, the lady that, or the man that had the whistle? They would talk.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, get up, get up.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And it's
you guys.
Like, do you hear that? Do y'all hear that?
Right.
You weren't with us for that one.
I know.
But it was just like,
yet.
Every time that, and it was like the meeting just went away because it was a laugh fest.
Because he had, this guy had just enough of a gap between his teeth that everything was a whistle.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a sign that you guys were meant to sort of work together.
I kind of share one that may be a little bit disturbing too.
Sure.
Although this is the kind of stuff that, again, Sam and I always managed to encounter. It had to be the kind of thing that when you would try to tell somebody else, it's like, no, look, I'm not kidding you.
This really happened.
Right. So we were eating at a restaurant one time, and there was a person sitting. This is back when people could still smoke in restaurants.
Yes.
The good old days.
and I don't mean this to be disturbing, but, you know, some people
know
might
where
find
this one's
way.
Going.
I remember this story.
There was somebody who was smoking, who probably shouldn't have been smoking, because
probably.
They also had a trach, a tracheotomy. And so they would, you know, he would put one finger on the, you know, and then there's a cigarette or whatever, and then the smoke would come out of both places, and it was freaking.
You were facing this, or Sam was facing it? Which one of you were looking at it?
It doesn't matter, because what would generally happen is if one person saw something that would throw the other person off,
yeah.
It would be because, you know, it was like turn around and you were just saying
it was like it was at a buffet. And so it was like, well, I need to get up and get another plate right now.
Right.
So I can see what's going on.
Right. And I don't want again, not being judgmental on that, but you don't see that every day. Right.
No.
And so anyway,
unforgettable.
It's like a three ring circus follows us around.
I know.
Right. Right. Exactly. And so it would be the, you know, the constant. We would just lose it. Almost wherever we were.
I know. I remember.
I mean, that would happen to us when we were having to host, you know, pageants.
That's why I sit between you when we go to funerals or church. I always sit between you guys, and I always will. The last funeral we went to, the first one we ever went to together, I have to sit between you guys. Otherwise, I can't bring you anywhere, and that's fine. I love this because this is my takeaway. Murphy remembers his lunches with you more than he does with me. And he used the word epic.
Yes.
Now I want you guys to kiss. Oh. All right, tell us about Factor. Bring it.
Well, actually, I need to ask you about Factor because you're getting yours this week, right?
I'm so excited. I got an email this morning. Jody, your Factor meals are on the way. In fact, they arrive at your doorstep today.
And what you did was make it easier than easy because with Factor, you get 35 meal choices a week. You can pick however many you want. Or you can say, I don't feel like thinking about it. Just get me the chef's choice.
That's what I did.
And that's what you did. So it's going to be like Christmas when you get yours.
It's going to be Christmas tonight because I'm going to cook 2 minutes in the microwave. I'm just hopeful there's not cilantro in a lot of this because then I'm going to have to bring you a Factor meal tomorrow.
Some of them do have cilantro, but, you know, it's pretty good. And, you know, if the chef's choice is not your way, if you're on a keto plan right now or you're watching calories, you can get those plans pre-made and just sent right to you because a dietitian approves all of these. So you know you're going to get something that sticks to a real keto plan. And right now, you get a discount because we have the Murphy, Sam, and Jody in factormeals.com. Use the code MSJ50, MSJ50, that gets you 50% off your first box, 20% off your second box, which you will be ordering, Jody, because I guarantee you're going to want a second box.
I believe that I will, too.
Factormeals.com. Right.
Thank you for being a sponsor of the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.